You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And good morning, and welcome to Wednesday Live. We're
available if you'll leave a detailed message.
Looking to get a hold of Trevor Banks this morning, and maybe we'll be able to reach him here in a couple minutes. He's going to join us for prayer. And so glad to have all of you with us. Looks like David's here.
I am here, as far as I know.
Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. This is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, right in the middle of the second and last week.
There we go, right in the middle. Karen, welcome.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. You seem to be awake. Ben, welcome.
Good morning.
And Sherry, welcome.
I'm here.
She's here. Okay. And we're trying again to get connected with Trevor. Because it's not ringing this time.
I don't hear it ringing.
All right. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to try again to get a hold of Pastor Trevor Banks this morning. Like to have some of our pastors join us as we open up our days. And we'll see if we can make that happen. How was traffic this morning, Karen? You gave us a traffic report yesterday coming in.
It was a little bit heavier today.
A little heavier. So yeah. You think people are waking up after that long resurrection weekend?
And I almost got behind a school bus.
You almost.
But
you
went, sped up very quickly.
You hit the pedal to the metal and to warp six.
We caught that one morning, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Just one morning. That wasn't too terribly
and
bad.
And fortunately, it was going the opposite direction, so we didn't get stuck behind
That's true.
So.
We weren't bumping along at... all right, let's see. Are we trying again? Maybe we're trying again.
The phone lines are open this morning.
Phone lines are open.
772-221-1100.
Well, just to give a little bit of a report, to let you know where we are, we started Monday morning with... $225,000 operational budget to raise from our listener share support. And so today we are at $84,071 as we open the morning. And again, we're putting a call out to Trevor Banks. And good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good to be talking with you. This sounds like maybe we got connected. Pastor Banks, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Well, we welcome you to WCNO. You certainly are not a newcomer here.
Been a while, yes.
How many years?
Since 1992.
1992. My goodness, that's been a couple days ago.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we welcome you to our opening day, prayer and share. We're into our second week here, and we're just excited to have a local pastor that's a part of our ministry to join us, share a bit of the Word of God, what God's put on your heart, and open up our day with prayer. So share with us what the Lord's put on your heart.
I do believe that the church has transitioned into a new era. I know there's a lot being said about the eclipse and, you know, all of the things that are about to happen. But I believe that it's a time, of course, Isaiah 60 says that darkness is going to cover the earth, judgment. But for the church, we're told to arise and shine, for our light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. I do believe this, the era that we're entering will be the greatest era for the church. The greatest exploits, the greatest work that God will do, he'll do through his church before he comes for us. So I believe exciting times are ahead, that God has great plans for his people, that we should just continue with our sights set on Jesus and not let the world determine our narratives or darkness determine our narratives, but rather keep our eyes on the sun. Adam and Eve, I like to think that God never even talked to them about warfare, but just told them to keep their eyes on the assignments, and that was to extend the garden and to expand the light. Because darkness cannot comprehend light. I think this is a time that we're going to shine the brightest, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all that we're doing. Just want to encourage people to, you know, let Jesus be who he is. You know, the greater one is on the inside of us, greater he that is in us than he that is in the world. And that God is not forgotten nor forsaken us at all. So that will be my word of encouragement. I really believe, again, that this, we're going to see the greatest exploits that God has ever done on the planet Earth in this time.
Amen.
Amen.
So that means we're not planning on hunkering down and hiding. We're planning on advancing.
Yeah, he told his church to occupy.
Occupy.
That's right.
A military term.
Occupy.
You know, in Rome, if two Roman citizens, two or three Roman citizens, found a plot of land anywhere, they could send word back to Rome, and Rome would send their cavalry, and they would establish a colony there. And they would claim it for Rome. Well, the Lord says, where two or three of you are gathered together, there I am in the midst. You know. And so wherever the sole of our feet tread, I'm a staunch believer in this, that God's given that to us. Wherever we are, there he is. And we abide in Psalm 91. We dwell in that secret place of the Most High. And we abide under his shadow. So that God really has us in control. It's not a time to be fearful or, again, to allow darkness to determine our narratives. The Word of God is infallible. The Word of God cannot fail. Heaven and earth will pass away. So we're in the Word. It's important that we stay in the Word and that we be people of the Spirit. Because, again, I believe that God's going to use the body of Christ, his church, in a manner that has never been done before on planet Earth. To win souls, to bring in the kingdom, and then eventually he'll come for us.
Amen. That's a good word. That's a good word. Well, thank Amen. You, my brother. I so thankful that you got up before the roosters this morning and joined us, and would like you to open our day with a time of prayer.
Sure thing. Father, we wanted to thank you so much for
Father.
This day that you have made.
Yes, Father.
And we will choose. We make the volitional choice. We choose to rejoice and be glad. We ask this morning, Lord, as the prayer and praise-a-thon continues, on WCNO, that hearts all over will be touched.
Thank you, Father.
To participate, to give, to give abundantly, to give cheerfully, to make commitments in Jesus' name. Father, we decree the goals that they have set, that they will surpass their goals.
Thank you, Father.
In raising the funds to keep this powerful station, Lord, this frequency on the air, where the Word of God goes through the airwaves and into homes, into vehicles, into businesses. Lord, bless them. Keep their hearts encouraged. Keep their bodies well. Keep the sound, the message clear. Again, Lord, open hearts of people. Open their eyes to see. Their ears to hear what you are doing.
Amen.
Amen.
And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we lost you there for a few seconds, Trevor. I don't. We caught the main part of the prayer, and we were saying amen just when you came back and said amen. So.
Amen.
Well, my brother, may the Lord continue to bless you. Thank you for your partnership all these years, for lifting up Jesus with us right here at WCNO. Your ministry is significant in the region, and God's used you to be a voice to speak in his behalf to many people. So we thank God for your ministry. Anyway, we can be a blessing here at the station in a greater way. Please don't hesitate to give us that nudge.
Okay, I do want to say, years. Very, very strategic and pivotal in the growth of our church. We have so many people that either come and visit or eventually become part of our membership that initially heard of the ministry on WCNO. So we're very, very grateful for that. And hats off to you guys for doing such a great job for so many years. And I just want to encourage you to keep it up.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Well, by the Lord's grace, all this new equipment that's coming our way will endeavor to continue to do a great job and get the message out loud to all those people that's moving and coming and seeking and going to be a part of this great move of the Holy Spirit that we're all looking to be a part of. So God bless you, my brother. I can't wait to break bread with you sometime soon.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and that is Apostle Banks, Trevor Banks, who is on our station Monday through Friday in the mornings, and we have been missing his program because we've been here talking to you.
That's right.
So, you know, Pastor Banks actually touched on Psalm 91 just a bit, and I want to read three verses. Actually, it's the end of Psalm 91. It starts with verse 14 through 16. 14 through 16 of Psalm 91. The Lord said, I will rescue those who love me. That's just a really great statement there. I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with a long life and give them my salvation. What a great, great three verses there that just kind of wrap up in a tight little synopsis, the blessings, the promises of God to those who love him. And of course, Jesus just added one challenge to that and a question to that. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So this isn't saying that we love the Lord, but it is actually loving God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and having actions that are evident that we truly are in love with the Lord. So, truly, we welcome the Holy Spirit to be with us as we move into this day. And we are expecting and believing for great things because we serve a mighty, great, big God. Now, to start the morning, I have a donation that's come in from Stacy. And Stacy in Boca Raton, a $3,000 donation. That is going to start the morning with matching funds. $3,000 in matching funds. We are going to play Joyce Meyer in just a few moments at the bottom of the hour. But let's get this matched up in a couple hours. Let's see, it's 7, 8, 9. By 9 o'clock or 9:15, I guess it would be for 2 hours. Let's get this matched up in the next couple hours. And it may only take 1 hour to do that, but that would be 7, 8, 9, 9:15. We're looking at the clock. Who's going to be my timekeeper? Ben, you going to be with us that long, or are you going to be out on the road? you may be out a little ahead.
I might be out.